May peraan! May peraan!
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Sa ngalan ni Christina Lazo, ako si Edinal Magtibay at ang My Peraan question ay galing kay Margie, hindi niya tunay na pangalan. 37 years old, full-time mom. Atin pong pakinggan ang kwento ni Margie. Good morning po, ako si Margie mula Queensland. Dati akong customer service employee at 3 years ago ay nagpa siya po akong huminto sa pagtatrabaho at maging full-time nanay. Kasalukuyan akong buntis sa aming second baby na matagal na naming hinintay ng aking asawa. Bilang magulang, gusto naming mabigyan ng magandang kinabukasan ang mga bata, kaya pinag-iisipan naming magbukas ng savings account para sa kanila. Aminado po ako na dito sa Australia ko na lang nalaman ang halaga ng pag-iimpok. Kahit may trabaho ako noon sa Pilipinas, nakasandal po ako sa aking parents bago ako nag-migrate at nag-asawa. Naging malaking adjustment para sa akin ang pag-handle ng finances at ayokong matulad dito ang aking mga anak. Ang tanong ko po, sa murang edad na 8 taon, paano ko madaling matuturuan ang aking panganay na mag-ipon? At yan ang May Peraan question ni Margie. At para tulungan siya at gabayan ngayong umaga, makakasama nating muli ang finance expert na si Miss Maria Papa. Good morning, Miss Maria.
Oy, good morning, Edinel.
And now, meron tayong bagong katanungan mula sa ating kababayan na si Margie. So, ano pong masasabi ninyo dito sa sitwasyon na ibinigay niya sa atin?
Oh, I can understand where Margie's coming from because I experienced the same thing when I moved to Australia 16 years ago. Yes, syempre, you migrate to a new country, wala ka ng mga support system like your parents na andyan lagi to help us when we're, you know, when we're having financial issues, whatever difficulties. But in her situation, she realized na being on her own, she has to do everything on her own. Na pag may problema financially, she can only rely on herself. So what she's doing right now is teaching her kid, you know, how to manage her the child's personal finance and starting the children at a very young age. And that's a good thing.
Iba talaga ang feeling kapag sa ibang lugar ka na and pag-handle ng finances. Kasi sa atin sa mga Pinoy, parang hindi din tayo ganun ka-open na pag-usapan yung mga ganitong bagay. Tama po ba?
Oo. Yan, totoo yung sinabi mo, Edinel. Yung pera kasi sa atin, we always see it as something evil, di ba, in the Philippines. But it doesn't have to be that way. Because, you know, we have to teach kids about money and finance at an early age. Kasi dapat malaman nila that money do not grow on trees. And that we all need to, you know, work to earn money. So, you know, tayong mga bata sa Pilipinas, and even here, we try to like send them to the best schools. Yun yung pinaka-importante, di ba? And then we make sure they finish college, they land good jobs, and then eventually have a family. But no one ever teaches our kids how to manage their personal finance. Eh, kung tutuusin mo, that's also very important kasi I've seen like in the job that I do, I've seen a lot of people who earn a lot of money but don't have any savings at all. Pero meron din ako nakikita na they don't really earn that much, but because they're very good with managing their money, they save a lot. Samantalang kahit konti lang kinikita mo, kung marunong kang mag-invest, kung marunong kang mag-save, mas malayo ang mararating mo.
Tama. So I agree with that po, Miss Maria. And now, dito sa ibinigay na question sa atin ni Margie, ano-ano nga po ba yung mga madadaling paraan para habang maaga ay maturuan or matuto itong mga bata sa konsepto ng pagtitipid at tamang paghawak ng pera?
Oh, good question. Ako, may mga konsepto na dapat nating ituro sa mga bata. There's this concept about needs and wants. A need is something that you should have, di ba? Kailangan mo yon, katulad ng tubig, pagkain, bahay. Those are needs. Kailangan natin yan. Pero meron din yung mga want. It's nice to have them, but you can live without them. Kunyari, yung mga bagong gadgets. Hindi naman kailangan bago gadget natin every year, di ba? So you have to understand the difference also. May konsepto nung saving and budgeting. Diba? And one best way to do this is actually to bring your kids, kunyari, kung maliit pa sila, bring them to the supermarket. Yun yung family activities nyo. Tapos, i-compare nyo yung prices ng mga iba-ibang brands of the same product. Tapos, papakita mo, oh, ito per gram nito, ito presyo, $5 per 100 grams. Ito, $10 per 100 grams. Anong pipiliin mo? Diba? So, dun pa lang maintindihan niya na pag namimili siya ng produkto sa grocery, syempre, dun ka sa makakatipid ka. Or, turuan mo silang mag-spot ng mga deals. Diba? Oh, ito, binibig for this week, ito yung kanyang ano, deal. Oh, if you can get like 5 of these fruits for a dollar as opposed to $1 siya per piece dati. Tapos meron din yung mga, meron kang listahan pagdating mo sa grocery. And then yung listahan mo, dala-dala mo, and you only pick those items that are on the list. Hindi ka magdi-deviate dun sa items na yun. Yun lang. And then of course, may calculator ka. O tapos i-add yun nung anak mo kung magkano na nagagastos. Nyari, budget mo for this that week is $100. Stick to $100 for food and everything, di ba? So this is a good way for them to understand budgeting. Yun yung una mong tinuro sa kanila.
Which is good. Nakita ko yung pagiging sobrang practical nung ways ng pagtuturo sa kanila na nagagawa nila somehow or na-enjoy nila yung way ng pagtitipid. So Miss Maria, na-mention po ni Margie na meron siyang plano na mag-open ng savings account para sa mga bata. Ano po yung nakikita niyong advantage or disadvantage ng paraang ito para maturuan yung mga anak niya sa pagsisave?
Right now, no, may nakita ko, napansin ko, yung mga banko are already trying to attract the kids, ano. They actually have online sites teaching kids how to save. Tapos meron ding mga accounts na pwede mong i-open for your children in the banks. So, I think that's an excellent idea. Opening a savings account for her 8-year-old child is a good idea, no? It will show the child how money works. Kasi, kunyari, what I'll do is, let's say, I'll give my child an allowance, di ba? O sige, pagka bibigyan ko siya $10 a week or $20 a week. And then, of course, it's up to him or the child to actually either keep the money and save it and put it in her bank account, or gagastusin nila and to buy whatever they want. Another way of, you know, helping the child save is pwede mong i-incentivize yung anak mo, no? Like, let's say, sige, pag nakapag-save ka ng $20 this month, sasabayan ko yan, bibigyan kitang another $20. You know, incentives like that will help them understand na savings will actually grow, diba? Dumalaki yan eh. It's like compounding interest. So, you're introducing a new concept also, which is compounding interest. The more you save, the more the money grows.
Miss Maria, may ibang parents na, di ba, kanya-kanyang diskarte kung paano nila idi-disiplina yung mga anak nila when it comes to finances. And merong iba na ibinibigay na lamang yung credit card sa anak, yung iba naman ay cash. Pero sa inyo personally, alin yung parang mas nag-work para maka-develop ng magandang habit for them?
Siguro for a person, as you know, for a young kid, an 8-year-old kid, siguro mas maganda yung nakikita nila cash. Tapos nakikita nila na every time they spend it, nawawala yung cash, lumiliit yung halaga. As opposed to putting that money into a credit card. You don't want to give your child a credit card. Kasi oftentimes makikita mo, biglang ang daming mga sumusulpot na gastos dyan and you'd be surprised ano yung mga nabili nila. So you're not actually teaching your children about personal finance if you give them a credit card. Kasi una mong tinuro sa kanila is a bad debt instead of a good debt. So no to credit cards. If you want to teach them about money, give them the cash. Let them understand that they can either put that away and put it in a bank account and save it, or they can spend it. But at the end of the day, they are responsible for that money.
Ayan, so para sa mga magulang dyan na nakikinig, sa mga katulad ni Margie, ang dami-daming mga tips para kung paano ninyo matutulungan yung mga anak ninyo dito sa konsepto ng pagtitipid. And dahil medyo kinakapos na tayo sa oras, hingin na natin ang mensahe ni Miss Maria Papa para sa mga magulang na ito na sa maagang edad ay isinasali na ang kanilang mga anak sa usapin ng pag-handle ng pera habang maaga. Go ahead, Miss Maria.
Teaching our children about money, saving, budgeting, investing at a very young age is good for our kids, no? So Margie herself experienced difficulties initially with managing her finances, which is why she wants her children to learn as early as they can. Fortunately, dito sa Australia, I actually checked yung mga banko, no, yung mga online sites nila, and they have a lot of videos, articles, and guides, which, you know, us parents can actually do our research on. There are very interesting topics in there, such as teaching kids how to budget, explaining the concept of interest to kids, or like ways to teach preschool and primary kids about money. So maraming mga articles and mga videos doon and guides that you can actually look into to learn how you can teach your kids how to manage money.
Wow, at madami tayong natutunan today. Madami tayong mga nakuha na bagong tips at mga paalala mula sa ating expert. Maraming salamat, Miss Maria Papa. At kung may gusto po kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investment, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email lamang ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede namang hindi natin banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain po kayo. Mapapakinggan ang podcast na ito sa www.sbs.com.au/filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan! May peraan!